residents of Normandy in France who are old enough to remember the 1944 D-Day invasion are being encouraged to share their memories. With June's 60th anniversary of D-Day approaching, towns across the region are holding meetings in an effort to record the testimony of those who lived through the Nazi occupation and the liberation. Alistair Sanford reports from Normandy.
Bernard Dubois stands up and introduces himself to the 550 people gathered in the town meeting hall. He's 74, but says he remembers the events leading up to the liberation as if they happened yesterday. He was 14 when the Allies invaded Normandy and furiously bombarded the center of Saint-Lô. While he took refuge in a neighbor's cellar, his family's house was destroyed. Bernard recalls searching for his family after the attack.
I ran into my parents' maid. I asked, "Where are my parents?" She told me my mother had come home with my sisters and said, "If we're going to die, better that we die together." The maid went to look for me. By doing that, she saved her life.
Bernard fled to the countryside. It was weeks before he was liberated and learned that his mother, father and two sisters had all been killed.
A lot of person can't speak about that experience. They can't. It's too hard for them, I think, because of the horror of the war. They are traumatized.
Historians like Christoph Priem are on hand to put the stories in context. The meetings are recorded and will be broadcast on local radio in Normandy during the summer.
During a long time, historians talked more about military history. And now we try to have more information about daily life of civilians.
You are about to embark on a great crusade. The eyes of the world are upon you, and the hopes and prayers of all liberty-loving people go with you.
The meeting is shown old film from the Normandy invasion, including General Eisenhower's rallying call to Allied troops. Saint-Lô lies several miles inland from the beaches where American troops landed. It was only liberated after several weeks of heavy fighting. 90% of the town was destroyed by the bombardments, a deliberate tactic to prevent the Germans from receiving reinforcements. Several people talk about how the Americans were greeted by local people. Alfred Vaudeville was 20 and lived on a farm used as a makeshift hospital by the Germans. He remembers being offered a cigarette by a wounded American prisoner his own age. The American died that night.
I was ashamed. This boy had come 5,000 miles to liberate me, and now he was dead. I wasn't ashamed of France, but I was ashamed of myself.
Merci.
The people listening show their appreciation. By the end of the evening, some 20 speakers have testified. Christine Dejou from the Caen Memorial Museum, which is helping to organize these events, is amazed at the response.
I mean, you have your grandfather. He was always telling you, remember during the war. You don't want to hear that. You're 20 years old. The children didn't care about it because they wanted to reconstruct, to rebuild. And then perhaps you have to wait for another generation to be keen to hear on what they want to say, to be attentive.
Come June and the 60th anniversary commemorations of D-Day, the focus will be on world leaders and the veterans who took part in the fighting. For NPR News, I'm Alistair Sanford.